Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You don't have to lay your palm on somebody's forehead to lay hands on somebody. It didn't say lay the palm on the forehead. Believers would lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Brother Hagin, before he went home to be with the Lord, he was telling Phyllis and myself that he was out at Luby's, which he enjoyed Luby's. It was always an interest because he found out Phyllis wasn't as keen on Luby's as he was. And so every time we passed a Luby's, he said, "Hey, there's a Luby's. Let's go." And then he'd look at me and wink, you know, and because he knew Phyllis was going, okay, all right. A man saw him and wanted to speak to him as he walked out. And he stood there and put his hand on this man and just talked to him for a minute. And the man was healed of a condition he had had for decades. No prayer, nothing. He just put his hand, just talking to him about eating at Luby's, you know. But that is laying on of hands, isn't it? Sometimes people get too technical and actually get weird about some stuff. But let's just stay with what the Bible said. Sure, laying your palm on somebody's forehead is laying on of hands, but it's not limited to that. Took him. Said he took him, and what happened next? He took him and healed him. And the word here means to serve as an attendant. So he served healing to him. He served it to him. Or we'd say, we'd probably use the word minister. He ministered healing to him. But what does that word mean? Well, by faith, he believed healing would come into him. Now, this is another case of a spirit-initiated healing. Do you see this? Yeah. Jesus is not preaching the word. He's not teaching the word. So the man's not hearing, they're not hearing anything to give them faith. Right. Not a word is said about the man believing. Right. Not a word is said about the man receiving. Right? Yeah. It said Jesus took him, Jesus healed him. Jesus took him and ministered healing to him. Didn't he? So this man was not healed on his own faith. Now the majority of the cases we've studied, I think this is number 16, and I think we have seen, has it been like 12 or so? We'll make sure the count is exact when we get through, but their faith was the determining factor, and this is like number 3 or 4, depending, is it 3? So then it would be 13 by faith, and 3 now, spirit initiated. Faith initiated versus spirit, Holy Spirit initiated. Now, this is exciting because 13 to 3, and we're not through. What does that tell you? Most of the time, people are going to be healed through their faith, right? Some special things happen, but most of the time, people are going to be healed through their faith. Well, what does faith initiated mean? It means man initiated. Now, if this sounds strange to you, or if you think you don't believe it, don't turn this loose till you get this settled. Everybody say it out loud. I know it may sound strange to your ears. Man initiated.
Man initiated.
Or versus what are we talking about? Spirit. The man didn't initiate it. The Holy Spirit did through Jesus on this occasion. Can you initiate a healing?
Yes.
Or do you have to wait
for
God to initiate it in your life?
No,
the good news is you can initiate a healing.
Amen.
You don't have to wait on some special feeling or some vision or some voice. You can by faith lay hold on healing for your body because you decided to. Because it is God's will. And it's available to you. Right? Now, if you don't believe that, please, don't take my word for it. Search it out, because you're going to be spiritually limited severely until you get this settled and get this in your heart that you can initiate some things. People try to leave everything up to God, and it's a huge mistake, because you can't leave up to Him what He's left up to you. Well, I'm waiting on God. So many people think they're waiting on God, and it's not true. He's waiting on them. Been waiting on them. You ever played checkers before? Or chess, or a game, you know, like that. And maybe, you know, you moved and the other person moved and you moved and the other person moved. And maybe the other person's taking a long time to move. And so, you know, for you looked off or something and you're not paying attention. And you look back and you just sit there. And you just sit there. And after a while you go, hey, you know, move already. And they say, I already moved. You thought you were waiting on them. But you weren't. This is the case of many, 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 many Christians. Think they're waiting on God, and they're not. He's waiting on us. He's already moved. He moved at the cross. Everybody say, what a move. He took our infirmities. He bore our sicknesses. He carried our pains. Amen. He has moved. Now it's our move. We know that with the new birth, don't we? Can sinners really say they're waiting on God to save them? No, they can't. He's already moved. Price has already been paid for their sins. No, it's their move. And this is the way it is with many things. Keep reading. He said they held their peace. Jesus took him and healed him and let him go. And he looked at them now. How many believe this guy's happy? He don't care what these Pharisees think. He actually, it says, you know, he took him and he healed him and let him go. Another translation says he dismissed him. Another one said, you know, he sent him away. He might have said, now you better leave now. It's going to get rough in here now. And he doesn't need to hear their unbelief and why they think it's not okay. He needs, now, you know, he didn't get this by faith, but he better get in faith about keeping it.
Amen.
So he says, no, you leave now. Bye. Mm-hmm. I said, thank you. And he's gone out the door. And now it's quiet. Painfully quiet. And Jesus just speaks up. He looks at him and says, listen, which one of you that have a donkey or a cow, and if he falls in the pit, will you not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day? Now this is the second time that we've seen this exact illustration concerning healing. We saw it in Matthew 12 with the healing of the man with the withered hand. He said, if you had a sheep that fell into the ditch or the pit, wouldn't you pull him out? We're going to see it again before we get through of our study. Actually, we may see it next week. We'll see. But it appears another time, three times in these accounts, Jesus uses this same illustration. Three different healings, same illustration. If the cow was in the ditch, wouldn't you pull him out on the Sabbath day? Of course they would. Of course they would. They knew it. What's that got to do with a person being healed? To Jesus, it's got everything to do with it.
Yeah.
This is an illustration that he used. How many know he's right?
Yes. Yes.
What does the donkey represent? Huh? A sick person. What does the pit represent? Did Jesus call sickness the pits?
Yes.
Does the pit represent sickness? Does God want you in the pit?
No.
Now, you know, this seems almost too simple, but do you realize millions of Christians don't believe this? Millions of Christians don't believe this. They believe that sometimes it's God's will to heal, and sometimes it's not. And you just never know. Right?
Yeah.
How many of you have met somebody that believes that?
Yeah.
See, hands everywhere. Well, would they though? If they ever want to talk to you about it, don't argue now, but if they're ever interested and they want to talk to you about it, and they, especially if they got a pet, a dog or a cat, Same thing. You say, if Fido fell down the well, would you kneel by the well and go, oh Lord, is it your will to get Fido out of the well? Maybe you put Fido in the well. I don't know. Maybe you have a purpose. Now say people say, oh, you better watch it. No, you better watch it. Yeah. I'm quoting Jesus. Amen. Do we want to think like Jesus?
Yeah.
Our unbelieving Pharisees. No. Then would you kneel down and go, Lord, my cat Smokey has fell down the well. I hear him yowling. Yow, yow. I hear him splashing. But I don't want to go against your will. Maybe it's not your will for me to get Smokey out of the well. Maybe you're teaching Smokey a lesson. Let's see, you're laughing. But do you understand that millions and millions of Christians do that?
Yes.
They believe it. Oh, they'll fight you over this. Oh, don't you presume to know the will of God? Well, then why don't you do that with your pet then? Pooch got tangled up in some wire in the backyard. And you go out and go, Poochie, I'm sorry, but let's pray. Lord, is it your will for me to get Poochie loose? He sure looks uncomfortable. But I don't want to go against your will. Maybe you're working something out in Poochie. Maybe you, do you want me to leave him here a few days and come back? I mean, they'll turn you into the Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, right? And yet these same people that would treat you like a criminal for letting your dog stay in a ditch overnight stand up in church and say they're not sure if it's God's will to heal their baby or not. And Jesus said this in Matthew 12, how much better is a man than a sheep? Now these are the words of Jesus. We can believe unscriptural theology, we can believe what men say, or we can believe Jesus.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Man with Dropsy, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1003. That's R-1003. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.